Lady Renouf, you attended the conference in Tehran. Would you please tell us your assessments of what happened in that conference?
Well, I thought that conference actually was a victory for democratic freedom of research and expression. And I think Dr. Ahmadinejad has been well vindicated, proved correct, that when he accuses the free West, the free world, in quotes, which of course we know is false, this is not the case, that when he says that we have a grotesque hypocrisy, he is absolutely correct, because we do not have democracy in the free world, because we do not have in our governments, most of the governments, do not have any other opportunity for voting except for pro-Zionist policies. So we don't have the democracy that we wish we had, but we do when we go to Tehran. And so I congratulate the Iranians for, first of all, for voting a man who speaks the truth bravely like Ahmadinejad, for voting him in as their president, and for the IPIS, the Institute for Political and International Research Studies, in order to allow us 800 papers they were presented. So many people wanted to come and take that opportunity, that democratic opportunity that Iran offered us. And so we gloried in it, and it was a huge victory, and I congratulate the Iranian people for standing firm, for not being intimidated, for not colluding. They stood firm within and without. They had pressure from without, and they had pressure from within. And they still stood firm and didn't crumple. And actually, they are like the voters of Hamas. They refuse to collude with the lie that Israel has any decent intentions toward anybody.
Thank you. Joining us in the US, so we have Dr. Norman Finkelstein, Political Science Department, DePaul University. Dr. Finkelstein, welcome to Forum.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure, sir. So, would you tell us, as far as you're concerned, why should a scientific and historic conference taking place in Tehran receive so much criticism?
Well, I think there are two aspects to that question. I'll give you two aspects from two different perspectives. The reason I think it receives so much criticism is, first of all, because of current relations between the United States and Iran, and the desperate effort to delegitimize the current Iranian regime. And to the extent that the criticism of the conference was motivated by that particular concern, in my view, it's illegitimate. But there's a second aspect, and it seems to me honest people have to speak honestly about it. I do not believe that a serious attempt was made to hold a serious conference in Iran on the question of the Nazi Holocaust. I am not claiming that a serious conference would have not come under criticism. Rather the contrary, I'm pretty clear-headed enough to know that even had it been a serious conference, it would have come under criticism. The problem was that, in my view, no effort was made to make a serious conference. And that's a problem. There are very good scholars, excellent researchers on the topic of Nazi Holocaust, researchers who are not motivated by political considerations. And to my knowledge, they were not invited to the conference. The people who were invited to the conference are not scholars in the field, and generally speaking, they're not scholars at all. And I think that's, a discredit to Iran. If you want to hold the conference, of course you have the right to. And even if you invite the wrong people, you still have the right to. But from the point of view of a serious scholarly inquiry, it was not a serious conference. And I think people have to be honest about that. What does David Duke know about the Nazi Holocaust? He's not a scholar in the field. He's not written anything on the subject. Now, I was approached early on to attend the conference. And I, in order for me to attend, I said there would have to be three conditions met. Number one, I asked them for the list of invitees to see whether this was going to be a serious conference or whether it was going to be a circus. Number two, I said, if I'm going to travel all the way to Iran to attend a conference on the Nazi Holocaust, I should be allocated a reasonable amount of time to make a reasonable statement, a serious statement on the subject. And number three, I said, if I'm coming to Iran, then let me speak at the university to students in an open meeting to discuss the topic. Now, unfortunately, we were in negotiations until the very end, but none of those conditions were met. And I had to conclude, if you don't want to tell me who's invited, if you don't want to give me a respectable amount of time to speak, and if you don't let me speak to students at the university, then this is not going to be a serious conference, it's going to be a circus, and there's no point in attending. So I don't want to in any way pretend that even a serious conference would have been well received by the West. But this was plainly not a serious conference, and we should be honest about it.
Okay. Mehran Hassani, your view, sir.
Well, you know, any kind of official research into this Holocaust myth or Holocaust event is inherently biased, you know, in Western countries. That's because if you are going to revise the numbers of those Jews killed downwards, not only it's considered immoral or illegal, you know, you would be labeled anti-Semitic, you know, you would be fired from your job, you would be somehow sent to jail. So in Western countries, people or those scholars do not have the chance to revise this historical event. But in Iran, I guess people from all over the world, from 32 countries, they had the chance to express their say on this historical issue. So this is something that should be welcomed, you know. If someone is posing a theory, if someone is speaking about a historical event, your response should not be insulting those guys, calling them or labeling them as anti-Semitic or something like this. You could have the same thing, you could have the same conference somewhere else in the world and ask those who believe in Holocaust to express their own views, you know. What we see here in response to what to the conference which was held in Iran is not something usual, you know. The Western countries are trying to label a scientific conference, a scientific gathering, as a way, or they are trying to somehow relate this to political issues between Iran, Israel, and the United States.